This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Time to pack the house again down at the BJCC in Legacy Arena. Last year's Final Four team, one of only five unbeaten teams in college basketball. Still out there. The Auburn Tigers back in town to take on a really good 8-1 St. Louis team. So it's not just going to watch the Tigers play. You're going to watch the Tigers play a good team. And their coach, Bruce Pearl, is with us. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm good this morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Awesome.
Fantastic. I mean, you've had a couple of close games, but those challenges, your guys have risen up and gotten those victories. You're unbeaten, and I've joked with a couple of people. I thought the expectations this year for your team was going to be too much for you to hold on your shoulders, but it seems like you're off to a faster start this year than you were last year.
Well, no man rises to low expectations. So, you have to understand it sort of comes with the territory. But let's not get too fooled too soon. There's just not enough body of work to really understand how good our basketball team is right now. We've been good enough to beat teams that are on our schedule. We played in some, good neutral site games against, teams like Richmond that only has one loss. That was to us, New Mexico. When we played out there in Brooklyn, Davidson, we played in the Armed Services Classic there in at the Naval Academy. But we struggled to beat Furman at home, a very good mid-major team. We struggled to beat South Alabama on the road, another good mid-major team. And so this is definitely a work in progress. And I'll have to tell you, the game Saturday in Birmingham in the Mike's Live Invitational, St. Louis University, about, their number is about 50th best team right now in the country, according to most of the math. That's the best team we've played so far. So once again, we'll just continue to step up in class and try to take five seniors who know exactly what they're doing and combine them with eight newcomers that have less of an idea and see if we can be a good basketball team.
One of those newcomers that's been really impressive to me, 6'6", freshman from Georgia, Isaac Okoro. Tell us about his impact early on.
Well, it's a great point because Isaac is one of the most different freshmen in the country. He was a guy that was ranked in the high 30s, low 40s in high school, and I felt like he was the most underrated player in all of high school basketball a year ago. His team at McEachern High School in Atlanta went undefeated, and I think that's going to last. In other words, the start that Isaac's off to, that's going to continue. He's a really productive player. One of the best defensive players I've ever coached. He literally could guard anywhere from the point guard to the center. Very physical. He was well coached in high school. Offensively, he's really hard to stay in front of. Off the bounce, he can score with his back to the basket. He's a much improved shooter. And already as a freshman, he is one of our hardest workers, one of the most disciplined student athletes that I've had. And he is just fun to watch. And he's going to have a really good physical matchup in his game Saturday in Legacy Arena.
The Saturday game against St. Louis is part of the Mike's Live. It is the Mike's Live Invitational, 3 o'clock tip down at Legacy Arena. As Coach just told you, Coach Bruce Pearl is with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, starting at just $10, Ticketmaster.com, so it's a good price for that seat. At what point – so every coach handles things like this differently, Coach. But at what point did you quit being – Final Four team Auburn, and all right, guys, this is the 1920 Auburn team. Let's put that behind us. If you've done it, you may not have done it, but at what point, if you have done it, did you quit being a Final Four team and start being the 2019-2020 Auburn team?
When I was walking off the court at the Final Four, heading to the locker room.
You coaches can't enjoy anything, Coach. You can't enjoy anything.
No. We are still enjoying being the Final Four. I have a Final Four logo on, like almost all my shirts, my sweatsuits, and a couple of pairs of underwear.
I'd have a tattoo if I were you. Have you considered the tattoo?
Yeah. There's no question.
Okay.
So we're still enjoying it. But we became a different team the minute the game was over and the season was over for us. And I do think the kids have absolutely, bought into that. One of our things we talk about is you come to Auburn to make history. and try to do something special with those 4 or 5 years that you're here as a student athlete. And, you know, last year in 2019, we were one of 4 teams standing. And this year, we're still in 2019, and we're one of 5 teams that haven't lost a game yet. Those are historical opportunities. You know, can we continue that? Now, I'd rather make history in March than I would in November. And I can tell you, we got a long way to go to be a very good basketball team. I don't think the top 25 teams of college basketball this year are quite as strong as we were a year ago. So I do think I think everybody should take an anything goes approach. I'm just telling you guys, in the league, the teams that are near the bottom of our league right now could very well end up at the top of our league. There are some teams at the top of our league that would very well, at the end of the day, end up at the bottom of our league. There's just not been enough body of work. The difference between the teams that are on top right now and the bottom aren't that great. And so all coaches right now are trying to keep all their teams engaged, improving, focusing on what we need to go to win, what we need to improve on, you know, to prevent ourselves from losing. And so I can tell you this 8-1 St. Louis team is big, strong. They're by far the most athletic and physical team we played. So it will be a different challenge. And again, you know, will we be able to make the adjustments and have the ability, you know, to stay on top? And that's why it's such a great, great challenge. I love November and December non-conference basketball almost as much as I love March Madness.
It is a chance to grow, and we'll tell you how you can get some of the tickets that are remaining. And again, everyone wants to pack the house again down at the BJCC as Auburn comes to town. I was in the stadium after the loss, and I was in the hallway, and I'm old now. I've almost done this 30 years. It was probably some of the most painful moments I've ever seen in sports. You guys walking down the hallway back to the locker room. Is that too painful to use as a teaching moment? Is it a motivation? Is it character building? Is it all of the above? How do you handle how that one ended last year and that pain and how you grow back from that?
Well, I mean, look, you that was God's plan, and it ended painfully, but we were so blessed to have the opportunity to play such great basketball in the month of March, to play against such historic programs. We were just grateful to God for the opportunity. And if at the end of the day, that was what we were destined to do, to end it right there, and even that way, then we were going to handle it by giving Virginia the credit for their victory, by being accountable for the things that we didn't do to be able to, you know, to secure the victory, and thank him for the blessings. And so that, you know, that's been the culture in our program, so it wasn't that difficult. Making it no less painful, understanding how to handle, you know, taking the good with the bad, and in some cases the ugly. And then Saturday, guys, you know, this is more than just a game in Birmingham for Auburn. It is the Mike's Live Invitational, and it's the second year of the tournament. Last year we did pack down, so I appreciate so much you guys promoting that. You know, right there in Birmingham, we have some of the finest medical facilities and research in the country. People don't have to go to New York City or to, you know, to Minnesota or to some of the great clinics for cancer. We got some amazing hospitals right there. And as the research for prostate cancer that the folks at the Mike's Life Foundation are doing, they're finding cures. And they're really, really close. And as you guys know, the way to survive prostate cancer, the best way, is to detect it early, as is the case with most cancers. So this invitational is not only a way to raise funds for the research, but also as an awareness. Like right now, all of your listeners should be talking to their loved ones about when the last time you did get screened, a mammogram for the women, a colonoscopy for the men. When was the last time you did the kind of blood test that would tell you whether or not you are a candidate for a certain kind of cancers? And that's what we should be doing today, tomorrow, and stay ahead of it so that, you know, God forbid, if we do have it, we detect it in the early stages and are getting, and therefore treating cancer in early stages will help you die of something else.
So you can see more about the foundation coaches speaking of, the Mike's Life Foundation, mikeslivefoundation.org. You can also, there's a link there to the Ticketmaster site to purchase tickets for the Mike's Live Invitational Saturday, Legacy Arena at BJCC, Auburn against St. Louis. Again, you get tickets as little as $10 available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Coach, best of luck in the game. We appreciate the time. It's always fun talking with you.
I enjoy it, guys. Thanks so much.
Welcome. All right, take care. That is Coach Bruce Pearl of the Auburn Tigers with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra. I'm not sure his voice will be around for Mark. He's already got the midseason coaching voice.
I think I have these teams correct here. Auburn and Ohio State are nationally ranked. San Diego State is there. They're unbeaten. Duquesne and Liberty. I think those are the five that have yet to throw anything in the loss column. And
it's a random grouping of teams.
As he said, you have St. Louis, that if you look at all the computer-generated rankings, St. Louis will be the best team they've played to date.
Yeah.
And you get to see that Saturday, 3 o'clock here in Birmingham.